It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Up to 1.5 million Visa and MasterCard numbers have been stolen from the database of a company called Global Payments. It's a huge payment processing company, but since its name never shows up on your bill or credit card, how would you even know you're affected?
There's a couple ways you might find out.
Ted Julian is with security company CO3 Systems.
You might get a letter from a merchant, perhaps, that you did business with. That's how your credit card number wound up in this database. Or you might get a call from your credit card company saying they're issuing you a new card.
And what can I do about this if I am one of the people affected?
Well, you'll get a new card, and so any fraudulent charges are covered. That's the good news. And the bad news is you probably have some automatic payments associated with your old card.
Things that are regularly just taken out of your account every month? Okay.
Right, and you're going to need to update that information.
The bad guys apparently did not get names, addresses, or social security numbers associated with the cards. That should reduce the risk of identity theft. If you need the floor vacuum, you could use a vacuum cleaner robot. What if you want to understand evolution? John Long says, same deal. He's the author of Darwin's Devices, What Evolving Robots Can Teach Us About the History of Life and the Future of Technology. Long's a professor at Vassar College, where he builds evolving robots.
An evolving robot is a special kind of robot that we design, first of all, to be like an animal, and second of all, to have the ability to make children.
What do you mean, children?
We set up a population of robots that are designed to mimic critters that have behavior, and we compete them in the game of life. I mean, it's kind of like the Hunger Games is what we do in our laboratory. And then we rank them, and the winners get to reproduce. And the reproduction that I'm talking about is it happens in software, so it's nothing untoward in terms of watching things happen in the laboratory. But we have genetics for our robots. Different characters that they have are coded mathematically, just like genes. And then we recombine those genetics, we mutate them, we put them in a what we call a mating bucket, which is just a fancy name for fiddling around on the computer. And then we produce the instructions for making the next generation of those robots.
I thank you for introducing the term mating bucket to our audiences.
Yeah, yeah.
But what kind of competitions do they engage in?
We're really interested in what are the selection pressures that may have driven evolution 500 million years ago in the first vertebrates, right? You and I are vertebrates, and it's this group of animals that have backbones. How might those backbones have arisen? And so we compete these fish-like robots in experiences that we think they may have been having 500 million years ago, and it's eating and not being eaten. So that's the competition.
If you want to learn about animals, why don't you just study animals?
Because we like toys.
Sure.
No. We do study animals, in fact, and we do as much as we can with the animals, but there's only so many things you can do because animals are so complex. You pick what you want to model. So our fish-like robots, for example, we don't worry about them actually taking food in. We build a brain like the brain in a fish. We give them eyes. We give them this thing called a lateral line, which is a pressure wave detector on the side of a fish. And then we give them a tail that beats like a fish. But that's it. Then when your system does something in front of you, when you're watching the Hunger Games, as it were, then you can understand why it's changed because the system is simple enough to tease apart.
John Long's book, Darwin's Devices, comes out today. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.